Welcome to Woman on the Rise, a podcast for women like you, who didn't come here to play small, follow the rules, or be limited by what's considered normal. Through conversations about style, mindset, spirituality, and business, my desire is to help you elevate your identity, dress for your dreams, and take action towards manifesting everything possible for you while becoming the best version of yourself in the process. I'm your host, Christy Russell, a mentor and image consultant who has styled and coached women globally and now helps other entrepreneurs, especially stylists, create a life and business of their design. Let's jump in. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode. I am just riding a high. I just finished a Q&A session with my latest color analysis training class. And let me just tell you, the students are magical. My gosh, we were talking about the energetics of color and the personalities of color and all the nuances of color analysis and, you know, what to do with different types of skin tones and textures and who can wear matte things versus shiny things. And just, again, it was a full nerd out session around color. And I loved it so much. Oh my God. I love talking to all the students. It's just, oh, it just puts me on such a high, and I'm just wishing them all the success in the world, as I do for all of my color students. I mean, they all thrive, but it's just put me in such a good mood. I love talking to all of the women and stylists and analysts in my world. It just makes me so happy. Anyway, with that in mind, I was thinking about, you know, growing your business, especially because I was talking to a lot of my new color analysts that are getting into the business world about growing their business as well. And I was thinking about some things that I have been utilizing in my own business that are essentials for me. They are a part of my routine. They're a part of, you know, how I show up. And they're the things that have really helped me grow over the years. And I just thought, you know what, I'm going to throw this into a podcast because I feel like it would be so beneficial, not only for entrepreneurs in general, but again, my stylists, my image consultants, my personal style coaches, like anyone in my industry as well, that I just really feel could, you know, benefit from these essentials that I've been using in my business. And so that's why I'm sitting down now to share this podcast with all of you. Now, if you are wanting to really gain some traction in your business as well, I'd love to invite you inside of Style CEO. This is the last week for registration for the program that will help you explode your styling business. We literally cover everything to do with the personal styling business. And we're going to get into everything from marketing to make sure that when you put out a piece of content, you've got people either landing in your DMs wanting to buy from you or going and purchasing something from you at the drop of a new post. We're going to be covering how to get more visible in media if you want to outreach to media and get noticed in that manner. I know there's a lot of you listening that are thinking like, gosh, like a dream of mine would to be a regular expert on television or be to ask regularly for interviews. And so being that I've had a lot of experience in this department, I also share how to do that in my program. We're going to talk about the digital side of things, both virtual styling and also how to create passive income for yourself in terms of digital products, should you want to explore that avenue. We're going to talk about your own style. Yes, we're going to get into the stylist style and how to show up like a style CEO. We're going to get into how to create juicy offers that people really want to be a part of, how to really create things that sell quickly, but also deeply serve your people. We're going to get into the nuances of pricing, branding, vision, again, the embodiment and how to be supported with team members when you feel ready, like literally everything. I am so proud of this program and created it because so many stylists, when my business started to grow, started approaching me on how to grow their business. And when I was thinking about it, I'm thinking, gosh, like I never had anything when I was beginning my business that was focused around the fashion industry and personal styling specifically for business, because I found that a lot of, you know, business coaches and business programs out there were not applicable to our industry. And there's a lot of other moving parts in our industry, and, you know, fashion and style is a whole other beast on its own. And I just felt so deeply lost when I very first began my business and wish that I had a program like this that could teach me all the ABCs and building blocks on truly how to create a profitable business that allowed me to do my dream, allowed me to make men and women feel and look amazing, that allowed me to play with clothes all day long. and to really serve people in the way that I deeply desired and craved. And so this is why I've created Style CEO. And again, I would love to have you in it. This is the last time I'm actually going to be offering this program with live coaching. And we do biweekly calls inside of this program so that I can get in and help you with your business. We can strategize more, talk about what you're posting, talking about, like, again, offers that you want to put together and pricing and literally whatever you want to talk to me about, I am there for. In addition to the 10 modules that you get with this program. And this is timeless information you can come back to as a stylist or image consultant again and again and again at all different levels in your business. And so if you're ready to blow things up, you want to scale, you want to feel fantastic about your business, you want to know that you're deeply creating the impact that you've been dreaming of since day one, then come join me. I would so love to have you. I'll leave the link for Style CEO down below. All right, now let's get into why we're all here today, which are the essentials that are must to grow your styling business. And so one of the first ones that has been a non-negotiable for me has been to focus on my vision. Now, you hear a lot about manifestation, having a vision board, you know, all these things. And I love manifestation, law of attraction. There's a lot of science behind that. If none of you have listened to Joe Dispenza's work, who breaks down much of the science behind manifestation and why visualizing, etc. works, I highly recommend his books. His work is fascinating and will blow your mind. But knowing the power of vision, visualizing, having a goal that you actively want to work towards is so important. And so for me, as I've been growing my business over the years, I have always had my vision at the forefront of my focus every single day. Now, you can actually put this on a vision board if you want. You can make one directly around your business, or you can write it in a journal, you know, a future version of yourself. Like, how would you like to be experiencing your day when you're making, you know, six figures, multiple six figures, millions? Like, what's happening in your day? What's the vision? What's the vibe of what you're tapping into and what you're striving towards? You know, we as humans are goal-striving beings. Like, we want to have something actively to work towards because it gives us purpose and it makes us feel happy. It helps us jump out of bed in the morning, not only knowing that we're tapping into our zone of genius, which of course is fashion and style, but also that we're striving towards the things we so deeply desire, right? Like, we should get the things that we desire in our life. Like, that's the whole point of setting a goal, you know, no matter how big and lofty it is, like, it is available to you if you're willing to put in the work. And so focusing on my vision every single day as an entrepreneur has really been a game changer for me. And not only just focusing on the overall goal, you know, what I desire for myself and my life, the impact that I want to have, who I want to serve, but it also helps me redirect my energy into why I am doing things. Now, a lot of you have heard my story about my mom passing away from cancer and how my experience with her, like our relationship, and then ultimately her death, unfortunately, was the catalyst for me getting into this industry. And, you know, making women feel beautiful, making them feel seen, helping them tap into their personal power has been my mission since day one. It's my drive. It's my why. And reconnecting with that every single day helps me have more fuel for the work that I want to create every day. And not only this, but helping more stylists grow their business helps me expand my mission in making more women rise, right? And so it gets me just fueled thinking about, like, all these people that I'm helping by helping my people. Like, it's just so powerful. And even if I'm just helping my clients and rise through style, you know, if they feel better, if they feel more beautiful, they feel more magnetic and tapped in and tuned in to their personal power, I know that they're going to go on to influencing, you know, their family members, their friends, etc., in the gifts that they have based on their personal power and how magnetic they're feeling. And so again, focusing on vision just really makes you zoom out and look at the bigger picture, and not only creates excitement for your life and your business, but again, it gets you into the attitude of serving, which is what we're here to do, right? Again, not only serving from the style perspective, but again, like, energetically from that personal power aspect of things. Because when we are in our power, we can hold space for the other person wanting to rise into their power, which is very often what happens in styling sessions. We're holding space for the person that is tapping into their power of possibility. And it's just, it's so deeply important. And so it's, again, like I said, it's very motivating, but again, it has a dual purpose and you helping other people rise as well. And it's good to tap into what you desire in this life. Like, there's no shame in wanting luxury in your life or wanting more money. Like, your money shows like the impact that you're making, and it gives you more opportunity and choice to help more people. It's beautiful. And so again, like, it just, it, for me, it just really like cranks my gear. And so having, you know, a morning routine for me where I allow myself to focus on my vision, get into my why, get into my dreams and aspirations and the things that are calling on my heart, just really help ramp my morning up. And it's something that I highly recommend for you as well. It's a guiding North Star that you can compare all decisions against, whether the decision is going to help you get closer to your goal or ultimately deter from it. And so again, it's why I come back to it every single day. Now, the second aspect that is a must for me in my styling business is to constantly be in an attitude of being the student. You know, I think that we are always happiest in life when we get curious. And when we're taking on the attitude of like, there's always something to learn, because there is, there's always something to learn. And it puts you in this really fantastic headspace of what is possible when you are learning new things that have a positive impact on you. So for example, I am somebody that really loves to not only create my podcast, but I love listening to podcasts, and I love consuming a lot of personal development and business books. To me, they are fascinating. I could sit all day and devour those types of books. They're endlessly fascinating. Now, of course, I consume, you know, image and fashion content as well, but not typically like this. And I just find that the personal development books and podcasts or anything, it could be a YouTube video even, anything that I'm consuming that gives me new information and helps expand my mind in terms of what I think is available to me, what I think is possible. It might give me new information on how I should operate or information on how I could run my business. To me, again, it just gets me curious, and it gets me in this headspace of realizing that so much is available to us in this lifetime, and so much is available to you in this lifetime. And as an entrepreneur, for any of you that are already, you know, running your own businesses, I'm sure you can attest to the fact that some days in business, you know, it can be challenging. You have days where you're going to feel like you're just in it, like you're in the thick of it. Things might feel more hard or challenging. And we're so micro-focused on how we're feeling or that something feels challenging and is not working. And so resources like podcasts and books, for example, are so wonderful because it gets us out of that heady, heavy space and gets us back into seeing again what is possible, because there is always more possibility available to us. And so I know if I'm ever having an off day, let's say, for example, I need to ask myself better questions. I need to have more information, because I think it was Alex Hormozi actually that had said this. He said that, and again, I'm paraphrasing, so I might butcher this slightly, but he had said something to the effect of like, sadness and feeling frustrated is just another form of ignorance. And ignorance in the aspect of like, you just don't have enough information to see that there are other solutions to this problem. And so if all he could do was view, you know, sadness as ignorance, and that he was just a lack of information that he had, that he didn't really have anything to be sad about, he just needed to go out and get some more information for him. And I really resonate with that. And I'm sorry if I wildly butchered his language with that. I apologize. But I've just always known that to be true. And it's something that I've talked to my clients about, even when they've been working on their style. You know, if any woman out there or someone listening that's frustrated with their style, if you feel frustrated with it, if something about your style, your closet, your image does not feel like it's jiving with you, and you're feeling sad about that, it's only because you're missing a piece of information. Now, that could be frustrating, not knowing what that piece of the puzzle or that information is. And so again, if you're ever not sure, come into Rise Through Style. This is the work that we do in there. But again, it's always possible to find a solution. There is a solution out there. The frustration doesn't need to be something that coexists in your life 24/7. There's a solution somewhere out there. And again, sometimes just listening or consuming other information that expands our mind, that helps us see more of what is available to us, that can help teach us something and shift our perception on how we're viewing, you know, a situation or our style or our business or our mindset or our energy can wildly change your life. And when I started really focusing on the lens, on how I was viewing things, it flipped my world upside down. Upside down. You know, when things in my styling business felt challenging, I noticed that my mindset was always like, well, you know, people can't afford a stylist. And, you know, surely people in my area aren't going to pay for that. Or people can just Google this information. Or, you know, I was thinking like, if I raise my fees, you know, I'm going to lose everybody in my world. And then it's going to be twice as hard if I raise my fees. But I realized like that was my mindset. That was my mental block. That's actually not true. There are people that are paying all sorts of, you know, different price points for different products and services. If they were charging certain fees, I could. As long as I'm delivering, of course I can. Why couldn't I? And so I realized when listening to other, you know, entrepreneurs and consuming people that were really successful in terms of like their books that they had written, etc., it really started to show me that I needed more to learn. I needed to be the student, and I was willing to be the student. And when I came from that lens, I started really growing my business. Like everything started exploding because I was just a sponge. Like I wanted to take in more information. And the more I know, the more I realize there's always so much more to learn. And it makes business and life, quite frankly, and style much more exciting when we tackle it from the lens of like, God, there's always something more that I can glean from the information that's out there. And how beautiful that I get to continue evolving and growing, because that is normally when most of us feel connected to life, to our friends, to our family, to ourselves, is when we're evolving, we're growing, we feel like we're in that forward momentum, which is so freaking exciting. And so if you're not currently, you know, listening to podcasts or consuming business or personal development books or even fashion books to read more about the industry, then I highly encourage you to do that. It makes such a difference. Or get around people that are close to you, or go into networking groups or events that have those people that are like-minded, that are thinking big and dreaming big, and get that energy around you, because it will shift the way that you operate in the best way possible. And it will highlight for you maybe where you're thinking small or where you can adjust your thinking again to step more into possibility. It's fantastic. And the best thing is like all of these things that you learn, all of the information that you consume will not only better you and your business, but actually reaches itself out to your community. Like these are things that you will ultimately get to share and fold into your styling sessions and your programs and your offerings that will ultimately help the people in your world too. Now, the third aspect that is a must in your styling business and mine is to show up online, but I want you to show up with positive expectation. Now, what do I mean by that? What I've found over the years is many stylists that I've worked with, and any entrepreneur actually that I've worked with, is they post online, but they're doing it from a tick the box exercise. Like, oh, you know, I got to create some marketing today. So, you know, I'm just going to create a post and post it and hope for the best. Lasai, you know, and it's just like, oh, I hope someone comes and hires me. I hope someone notices my marketing. You know, I got to get this thing done today so I can get on with the next part of my day. And it becomes this very, you know, lackluster energy that we're pouring into our content, our marketing, and we're treating it as a to-do list versus doing it with the positive expectation that it will impact people and impact our business. So I would ask, like, if you're someone that is posting on social media or you're making marketing currently for your styling business, are you expecting a positive result when you post? Do you expect that it will land with people in a beautiful way and that it will create conversation? Do you expect that someone will pay you after you've created marketing or after you've posted? And are you creating your marketing or your posts from a place of authority, from a place of leadership, from your zone of genius? Are you sharing it hoping and knowing that the knowledge that you're giving is going to positively impact people and that they're really going to vibe with it and that you're saying the things that you want to say and not hiding your voice? Because one of the things that, again, I've talked to many entrepreneurs about over the years, stylists especially, is they'll say, well, I really want to say this, but I don't want it to come across mean, or I don't want to offend anyone, or like, I don't know if it's going to be received well. And the thing is, and I've learned this from years of being on YouTube, is like, you cannot please everybody. And sharing your opinion doesn't mean that you are being mean, right? You sharing your opinion is helpful, right? And the right people are going to vibe and they're going to understand where you're coming from. And they're going to think like, my gosh, like this is the stylist for me. I so resonate with her. Like she's amazing. Got to stay in her world. Love her. Like, you know, just adore her. Totally agree with her. And then there'll be other people that will think like, meh, maybe not so much. And maybe they'll fall away. Both of those things are good news. And the reason for that is it just helps you call through and clarify who you want to work with and who is for your messaging, right? Like you don't want a bunch of people in your community or audience that don't like your work, right? Like that's never the vibe. And you certainly don't want to feel like you're hiding your light or that you have to show up as a smaller version of yourself in case someone might not like it, right? We all feel so much more powerful when we just get to be ourselves. And this is ultimately what we want for our clients too, right? To step into a style that makes them feel self-actualized, that makes them feel like they're coming home to themselves, that makes them feel powerful and makes them feel alive when they look in the mirror. Don't you want that for yourself and your business too? The only way that you're going to be able to do that is to not only share from your lens, your authority, but to also share from positive expectation, knowing that you sharing your zone of genius, the things that, you know, people are asking for and want from you, like, you know, as a stylist and to share your heart, share your, again, like your opinions, etc., are going to be the things that help them see that you are the person for them. Because you being authentic is what's going to help them unfold into their authenticity as well when they're in your world. Now, from this lens, I also hear a lot of people say, well, you know, if I share my zone of genius, then, you know, people are just, they're not going to hire me because like, what would they hire me for? And I don't agree. There have been so many videos that I have created, so many pieces of content that I've created on all social platforms, my emails, etc., with huge gives on how to create style, how to, you know, wear the right colors, the energetics behind things, how to create capsules, how to shop, how to do your wardrobe, like everything, even on business. And yet I still have people hire me. There will always be people that want custom advice, that want to go deeper, that want more information. There is no such thing as overgive. You sharing your heart, you sharing the things that you know, you creating wins for people from your place of expertise and from, again, like your heart, because I know you want to be a loving, warming, heart-centered entrepreneur, is the thing that will help people stand up and pay attention. People can feel authenticity and people will feel so grateful that you're helping them in just free content. Now, with this, of course, you've got to have some boundaries on that. And I've talked to people about this, you know, before in my world about, you know, if I'm sharing a lot of wonderful content and then someone wants to land in my DMs and ask me custom questions, I have a boundary that's a hard no. And it's because you've got to know where the free content ends and the paid service begins. And I know that a lot of like my content, and I'm sure it's the same way with you, like you are sharing a ton of value in your content. And so while I'm happy to interact with my community, like I love talking to people in the DMs, I'm not answering custom questions there. That is where, again, my offers begin. If someone wants custom feedback on like clothing, their style, their business, etc., that's where they have to come into my world for something more in depth. But again, from otherwise, I just think like give to people, let them experience your world, your energy, your expertise. Like it's valuable. And it helps separate you from everyone else, because I feel like we're in this day and age where everyone just wants to post and give as little as possible and just wants to get paid. And no one is ever going to be mad about you sharing your excellence. All cultures appreciate excellence. Share your knowledge and create wins for people. It will pay back itself in dividends for your business. Now, the fourth thing in terms of growing your business is you got to sell every day. Now, I know selling, like that word is often like, we shrink. I was like this too. And, it's one of those things where you have to learn to find your rhythm of selling in a way that feels good to you so that it doesn't feel like selling. And this is something I teach more inside of Style CEO, where it's more organic and it doesn't feel icky. And it's just you sharing from your heart about how you deeply know just something's going to be helpful for somebody. But at the same time, you know, you have to share how people can work with you. Because if you're making all of this, you know, beautiful content and you're helping people 24/7 and you're serving in the best way you know possible, you have every right to be a business that is open for business, right? You got into this to help serve people. And while there will be people that will naturally crawl your website, because of course, or they will naturally land in your DMs to inquire about working with you, because that happens, most people just need to be reminded or told on how they can work with you. Because we all lead busy, crazy lives and they're focused on their to-do list, their kids, their work, you know, their hobbies, their exercise, their, you know, whatever. And so sometimes the last thing people are thinking about, even though they want to work with you, is the ways in which they can work with you. And so you have to be unapologetic and let people know that there are options to work with you. And so showing up and sharing those things daily is a business activity. And it's so interesting that so many people, and this of course rotates around worthiness, but it's so interesting that so many people have such a tough time with this when you got into the business to help people. And the only way you can help people is by letting them know that you can help. Like if you were to think of getting an email from, I don't know, a clothing retailer, let's say for example, like Nordstrom or Harrods or whatever, any kind of retail provider, they don't send you an email saying, here are ways to wear blank, blank, blank. Here's things you needed to consider with your style. Here's, you know, whatever. It's just, you open the email, it's like, hey, we got new jeans, you wanna buy them? There's no value. I mean, you can get the cute clothes, you can click through and buy, but there's no value. You know, if you're helping people already, there's no reason you can't share how else they can go deeper with you to get that full transformation that you know and I know that you can deliver. And so let people know there are ways to work with you. It should be something that you're sharing with people every single day. Now, it doesn't have to be ad nauseum where you're stuffing it down people's throats. But again, when you do it in an organic way that I teach inside of Style CEO, it's effortless. It doesn't have to be weird, right? Because again, I know you're going to help people. You know you're going to help people. And I'm sure you've had the experience where you've had, you know, clients come into your world and they probably say to you like, oh my gosh, like this was life changing. I cannot believe how different I feel. I love my style. Or I got promoted. Or, you know, I'm feeling so good. Like I started getting into the dating scene again. Or whatever. Like there's so many wins that people can share with us, right? As stylists and image consultants. Don't you want more people to experience that? And so again, like I know they say selling is service, and I hate that because it sounds so cheesy, but truly it is. It really, really is. And so again, like just open your world up to people. Let them know that you can transform their life because you can. It's not just their closet. You give them both an inner and outward transformation, which is so cool. Not many people can do that. Not many businesses can do that, provide both an inward and outward transformation. What a freaking cool job we have as a stylist, right? Like we not only get to play with the beautiful clothes and make people look beautiful, but there's an inward shift that happens as a result of that physical transformation. Like you are changing their self-image and what they believe to be true about themselves. And because of that shift, their whole world changes. And so share those wins with your community. But again, like share with them the impact of working with you. Like you deserve to have that voice for your business so that it can grow and you can be well compensated for your gifts and all your time that you're pouring into everything else that goes into your business. And so again, if you want to learn how to do this from like a non-icky place, I'd love to have you inside of Style CEO. The doors are open for 3 days more. Again, it's the last time I'm going to be offering live coaching inside of this program, but I would love to get to know you better. So I will leave the link for that down below. I'm sending you so much love, and I'll catch you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this episode, I would be so honored if you would head over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review letting me know. This not only feels good, but more importantly, it helps me expand my mission in helping more women feel empowered, beautiful, and of course, rise. And if you want to come hang out with me more, I would be so honored to get to know you. Head on over to Instagram. That is where I hang out the most and will give you so many behind the scenes, as well as my online community, Rise Through Style, where we help you shift your identity into one that is more empowered and impactful for you. We help you elevate your style and, of course, help you step into the big dreams that you have for yourself and elevate every aspect of your life and business. Sending you all the love to the moon and back, and I will catch you again in the next episode.